Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry, down the left wing. He'll stop, change direction. Stops, pass inside to Wiggins. He goes up strong, missed the layup. Tip no good, and the rebound to Booker.
Boy, their centers have had a massive impact on this game.
Here's Jones, quickly penetrating. Dunn goes right by post to the rim, layup good. Timeout Warriors. They're down 18, 73-55. The Suns in control now. Well, the Suns win going away. They controlled from the second quarter on as they put up 30 or more in all four quarters. Outscored the Warriors by 8 in the second, by 8 in the third, and by 6 in the fourth. And cruising to a 130-105 win. They're 25-22 now. And the Warriors are 24-24. The Suns, their big three, and of course a lot of teams have to have a big three. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal combined for 70 points. And as I look down the floor below us, Tom, you've got Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Bob Myers all yucking it up down there. You know, you go through the type of work that all three of those guys did to get to the NBA Finals 3 years in a row. And to win two of them, there is a bond there that will never leave that trio.
Nope, not at all. So, not at all. So the one thing I'll mention, too, in terms of Booker, all the stuff you said was incredible. 11 assists, only 2 turnovers.
Wow.
He had the ball in his hands a lot.
And
the Suns had 42 assists tonight. You know when you have 42 assists. I don't know what the win percentage is. I gotta imagine it's 99%. You have 40 plus assists because it doesn't happen very often.
And they have two guys that can go ISO anytime they want, Booker and KD.
Yep.
They had only 8 made buckets that were not assisted on.
I know. Yeah, the ball movement was fantastic.
It's one of the best performances we've seen by an opponent offensively in this building in a long time.
And if I bet you if you go back and checked, it's probably one of their best offensive performances all year.
Well, it's a season-high assist.
Yeah.
So they shot 56%, 48 beyond the arc.
I mean, the ball movement was great. And the Warriors were just always chasing. They were just in chase mode seemingly the entire game in the half court. And they were making shot after shot after shot. And then if you have to have somebody get you a bucket, KD, get us something. Booker, get us something. But they didn't really have to rely on that at all tonight. It was really about their offense and their ball movement. And it was interesting because this is the first chance I've got to take a look at them live with Nick Richards. And
yeah.
And I think
what a
it
difference.
Definitely makes them a better ball club. Like you, Nurkic was undoubtedly a better offensive player.
Right.
But defensively, guarding the rim, running the court, setting the screen, stuff like that, like that's the stuff they need. It's nice to have an offensive center, but when you have the firepower they do, you don't need it. What you need is a guy that does what those two do, set screens, roll to the bucket, catch lobs, and then protect the rim.
And protecting the rim is a great point, Tom, because if you look, Warriors had 14 offensive rebounds. That's a pretty good number,
yep.
Right? But they shot on second chance points 2-for-12.
Yep.
Because you had Plumlee or Richards around the rim. And I think that Richards trade, when the deadline comes and goes, that's going to have to be one of the top trades that has been made this year. I just think he's a difference maker for the Suns. And, I think, unfortunately, Mr. Nurkic might be the odd man out the rest of the year.
Oh, I think he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And just to amplify your point on the second chance points, look at the points in the paint. Warriors get outscored 56-36,
jeez.
Yet they had 6 more shots inside the paint. But they only shot 18-47. So let's say that's 37%. I mean, that's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, inside the paint. I mean, the Suns went 28-41. That's more of what you would expect. That's what, 56? That's getting close to 70% right there,
right.
Probably 68, 69% from in. And then to me, that was the difference.
And you said you didn't have math skills.
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay. Well, that's what's going. That's what going to Vegas gets you.
Ah.
It's cost me a lot of money for those math skills.
you have a lot invested in
that
those
I've inquired.
Skills.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's invested so much, but it's gone. I can tell you that. I wish you were invested. Usually when you invest, you expect to get something back. And that rarely happens. But the Suns were just better. They were just better tonight, offensively, defensively, comprehensively. They were better than the Warriors were tonight. And that's what Steve mentioned when he was talking about, you know, consistency. Can this team get to that point where, you know, you can win 6 out of 10 and then 12 out of 20, and then, you know, you're putting some consistent efforts together, and we don't know. And we're going to wait and see. The All-Star break's coming up. The trade deadline's massive. So he said we can't afford to just sit here and do nothing. Like, that's not who we are right now. That's not a luxury that we have. So I would expect they're going to try to do something. I think when fans hear aggressive, they think it means you're going to do something. Well, you can't force it. It takes two sides to tango, as they say. So you can be aggressive and checking on a bunch of players and wanting to do it, but you're not gonna bargain from a position of weakness and just give the farm away and make bad trades that set you back years. You're not going to do that. So when I hear them say they want to be aggressive, I expect they're going to be in on a lot of big names, whoever that may be. Maybe some you know, maybe some you don't know. And that they will be in and trying to aggressively make it happen. But if it's a trade that doesn't work, then look, this is a team they might have. I would think they'll do something. If it's not big, they'll do something to try and help this team. What areas do they need? We could always use more shooting. I think they could use another can always use another ball handler, but they supposedly they took care of that in Dennis Schroeder. So I would say just wing depth, the guy that can maybe hit some shots, defend a little bit. But if you're expecting like a really good player, you're going to have to give up a lot, because you don't just get somebody really great at the trade deadline that nobody else wants. Like, hey, look what we found. We found a Hall of Famer that's just floating around. Those guys don't exist. So we'll see where it ends up. We'll see where it goes and who gets moved. Maybe there'll be some surprises. Maybe there won't.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to leave you with.
Okay. Yeah. Any plans for the weekend?
It's going to rain all weekend. So I'll probably do. You know what? I might watch some college basketball tomorrow just to kind of catch up on a few teams and see how.
It's so hard when you're in the NBA to watch a lot of college.
Yeah.
Because first of all, if like last night, if I'm watching a game on my off night, it's going to be an NBA game.
Yes.
You know, to help you get ready. And then got to be honest with you, the longer you spend the NBA, the harder it is for me to watch college.
It is. I mean, it just, you know, it's a massive step up. And I get it. You want to watch the best players in the world, and that's what you're watching. So I'll probably just watch it just to kind of get a little feel for it.
Yeah, you know, and I do watch
for the college game.
Yeah, I do watch occasionally if it's a local team. You know, if Santa Clara or St. Mary's on, I'll watch that, Stanford or Cal. And then also, you know, I try to watch, you know, when we get to this point of the season, occasionally I'll watch a game to try to look at a guy that everybody says is going to come out for the draft.
Yeah.
And try to get a feel. Yeah. You know, that's usually good for me because it gets me thinking.
Yeah.
About
actually, I am. I forgotten about it. I am going to a game tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
I'm going to go see St. Mary's Gonzaga.
There you go.
Over in Moraga.
There you go.
So I'm going to go check out the Gales and see if they can defend home court against the Bulldogs.
Is the roundtable on tomorrow, RC? No, not tomorrow. I thought maybe Tom could do live updates, you know.
We could incorporate that.
Yeah. You thought wrong.
We go live to Moraga.
That is a no, RC.
Live to Moraga.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then
I have to tell you that one of the most hardest nights of my broadcast career was down at the McHale Center in Tucson when I was working for KTAR in Phoenix, and I had to do post-game devil talk after you guys crushed
you guys,
the Sun Devils, by about 40.
How'd that go?
Yeah. So you don't think Steve Patterson's a good coach? Okay, I got that call. Thank you, sir.
God. That was probably the only call you got.
Oh, there wasn't many. There wasn't many. We got all the spots in, and that's what matters. Got all the spots
in. That is all that matters. You know what? I didn't even think about it, but you guys because I'm not going, so I can say you guys.
You guys, yeah, thank you.
You're going to be on the road for the Super Bowl, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. On the road for the deadline and the Super Bowl.
Bummer.
Yeah, because usually the deadline.
I'm going to hold down the fort for you.
The deadline is great to be home. You know, you're home. You're in my home office. Got the TV on. Got the thing going. Okay,
everything's cranked up.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the trade deadline in the NBA may have surpassed baseball.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Because it used to be baseball, hands down. Well, and now everybody's afraid to make a trade in baseball, so it's like, well, that's all we get?
The only thing about baseball I didn't like in years gone by was that they would have the deadline, and then you could do a waiver deal
wire.
After that.
Yeah.
Well, so what are we getting all excited for? You can get the guy on waivers in a month or so.
But you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore.
No. Now they got all the computers, so you can't trade. Here's the one thing.
And by the way, the baseball deadline used to be like mid-June.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, one thing I would like to see, and that's that. Here's the thing. It's harder to make trades. I mean, NBA has all – they got to stop it with all these goofy – Here's a. All right, let me just say this.
Just real quick, because I've just been given the hook by ourselves.
Okay, real quick. They got to get rid of the protected picks, protected first rounders, protected second rounders,
what?
Top 10
picks. Then you're going to have no trades.
Get rid of it.
You have no trades.
You trade or you don't.
Oh, come on. That's not going to happen.
You trade.
Not going to happen.
Or you don't.
Not going to happen.
Period. And they. That's for that sport. And then for baseball, you got to be able to trade draft picks. Why can't you trade draft picks?
They're
your draft picks.
Why not?
Yeah.
You lose them when you sign free agents, right? Sometimes? You lose supplemental picks in baseball when you sign
free agents? Yeah, you get supplemental picks.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But you want – so you, I mean, look, I like trades. I do.
Yeah.
But I like guys staying on teams, too.
Yeah,
so, look, if you want to trade a first-round pick, trade a first-round pick. You can't protect it. No protections. Nothing. Trade it or don't trade it. Be a man. I don't even know what that means. Sound like something my dad would say. So
there you go. You're getting into that territory now.
No, I'm not.
It's going to be everything your dad said. It's going to be spewing out of you.
I've been there. See you Monday.
All right.
Stay safe, everybody out there.
Yes,
when you're driving this week.
Absolutely.
Yes, drive safe.
Drive safe. Take your time.
Just do what I'm going to do. Hang out in the house.